The ad in question came out more than a week ago and criticizes Butler for his work as a criminal defense lawyer for sex offender Reuben Lee Mitchell 24 years ago. It implies Butler found a loophole to get Mitchell free and that Mitchell then raped a girl. But the ad does not mention that Mitchell was found guilty when he was represented by Butler and that Mitchell did not reoffend until serving time behind bars. Butler says the ad also implies wrongly that he was a judge at the time and says people should pay attention to the fact that Judge Gableman paid for this ad.
It was his decision to put that ad out there, not an independent group. That's his ad. That's his decision. And I think he has to take responsibility for the decision that he made. And in taking that responsibility, quite honestly, I think it's an embarrassment to the public. I don't think we should have to put up with that type of nonsense, and he should have never run it in the first place.
Judge Gableman called the ad a way to compare his background as a district attorney with Justice Butler's as a public defender. He says there's a strong contrast.
The fact is, I spent my former career as a prosecutor working hard for victims. My opponent spent his former career working for the Reuben Lee Mitchells of the world.
Gableman has touted his experience as a prosecutor extensively in this campaign, and the TV ads purchased by third-party groups have focused almost exclusively on which candidate would be toughest or weakest on crime. That's despite the fact that only about a quarter of all cases that come before the court are criminal in nature. Most are civil cases. Judge Gableman says that does not mean you can diminish the importance of criminal cases.
Well, it may be the case that the number of criminal cases that are argued in front of the state Supreme Court are not criminal in nature. I don't know that any of us know of any more important kinds of cases that are.
The candidates discussed one of the more high-profile cases decided by the court in recent years, what's commonly referred to as the lead paint decision. An opinion authored by Butler in that case said that lawsuits against lead paint manufacturers could be brought regardless of whether the person who was allegedly harmed could identify the specific lead paint company that hurt them. Judge Gableman says this is the type of judicial activism that shows why Butler needs to be replaced on the court.
A fair reading of that case will show even to the supporters of the outcome in that case that that was far less an application of prior case precedent or the plain language of the law, and far more of a social redistribution of wealth policy decision.
But Butler says the ruling only gave someone the right to sue lead paint companies.
But we did not change the rules of liability. You still had to prove it. And in fact, in the very trial in question, and I don't want to talk about the merits because we may still have to hear it, but in the trial in question, he did not prove his case, and the companies were not found to be accountable.
The candidates will hold one more debate this Friday evening to be broadcast on Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. The Supreme Court election is Tuesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.